The Little Free Library movement envisions a book in the hands of every reader. One New City resident wondered why there couldn't be a Little Free Library in every park. City Limits reporter Sarah Vaughn looked into what it takes to create a free library and who's doing it.
Karen Kimbrell is a recent transplant to Bloomington from Charlotte, North Carolina, where she worked as a library assistant.
I just adore libraries and I adore books.
But she had to downsize when she moved to Bloomington to be near her daughter.
And so I had to really get rid of a lot of books, which killed me.
Book lover that she is, she hung on to a few and looked for Little Free Libraries to help her spread her love of reading, especially, she hoped, to children.
Because we know so many kids that don't have access to books at home, and there's a lot, that it can really be very telling for their future schooling and employment, really.
If you haven't heard of them, Little Free Libraries are book-sharing boxes in public places, providing access to books 24/7. The first Little Free Library was erected in 2009 as a memorial, according to the St. Paul, Minnesota nonprofit Little Free Library. The organization provides step-by-step instructions for building a library, and there's a map to find Little Free Libraries worldwide on their website. Kimbrell is a fan of the Monroe County Public Library, but recognizes not everyone can get there. One day she was walking near Highland Village Park on Bloomington's west side.
And I thought, that's where you put Little Free Libraries. It's right where the kids are.
In fact, she says every local park would benefit from having free access to books for all ages. Julie Ramey is the Community Relations Manager for the City of Bloomington's Parks and Recreation Department. She says the Parks Department doesn't have the funds to place libraries in every city park, but it has worked with nonprofits and Boy Scouts in the past to install pre-constructed libraries, for example, in Bryan Park or Waldron Hill and Buskirk Park. She says the first step is to submit a proposal to the Parks and Recs Operations Department. Ramey stresses that proposals need to include a 5-year maintenance plan so tax dollars aren't spent repairing them.
There's nothing more sad than walking past a dilapidated Little Free Library where the door has broken off or it's filled with trash or it's been graffitied or things like that.
You don't have to go through the Little Free Library nonprofit to establish one. Retired teacher Abby Seifers says she's always wanted to create a Little Free Library, so she built one in the corner of her yard.
I want kids to have books in their hands. I've always wanted, kids to have books in their hands.
Seifers remembers that while she was teaching, books at school weren't necessarily available for kids to take home, so she created her own stash with multiple copies.
It wouldn't be the end of the world if a book didn't come back.
She stocks her library with books she knows from experience kids will like, some nonfiction, some with nice pictures.
And those kids, they're really, excited to read chapter books.
Plus, some of her personal favorites, The Boxcar Children, and books by the author Beverly Cleary.
But other people come by and put in books too, so that's nice too.
Not all Little Free Libraries are for kids. Adults enjoy the service too. The Parks Department's Julie Ramey likes Westerns and once found an awesome story in a Joe Pickett novel by C.J. Box that she pulled from a Little Free Library on the west side. The only problem was it was a fifth in a series.
But, oh my gosh, it was fantastic. So I went back and went to the real library and got the first one and read through the whole series because I got number 5 from from the Little Free Library.
Seifers says she and her husband will be roaming the city this holiday season looking for Little Free Libraries that need plumping with a few more books. Karen Kimbrell has an inner book fairy as well.
I used to do that in Charlotte, buy them at the book sale and then sprinkle them around the neighborhood. I don't know, I get a real kick out of doing that.
You can learn more about Little Free Libraries at our website, wfiu.org. For WFIU News, I'm Sarah Vaughn.